On the show today, we have Canvas Credit Union's very own Tansley Stearns talking about a member wellness study they conducted with Filene to show how Canvas members are compared to Coloradans in general in regards to their well-being. So really interesting findings here from Tansley. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised of what they discovered. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Canvas Credit Union's very own Tansley Stearns. Tansley, how are you today?
I'm awesome, Mike. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. All's well in Colorado, I take it?
Yeah. Fall is going well. By 2020 standards, everything is fantastic.
Well said. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about something really cool here. You are back working with Filene again in your position at Canvas. You guys have conducted kind of a member wellness study with the folks at Filene. So I'm always excited about this type of stuff because I think wellness and health and financial stability, all that type of stuff really mixes in together. And we've talked about that many, many times on the show. But so give us a quick summary of this study that you guys conducted with Filene. How did it work and what was it all about?
Yeah, for sure. So you and I have, as you mentioned, talked a lot about wellness, and it's something I care deeply about. And there's such an interesting connection between financial well-being and overall well-being. And serendipitously, we were talking about this strategically before all the interesting things happened this year with COVID. And so we were talking with Filene about being able to benchmark the overall well-being of our members juxtaposed with Coloradans more generally to understand, you know, were they more well? That was really our thesis. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we did the study and we're super excited about it. And then, you know, of course, I'm waiting on pins and needles to find out. And then we did find out that our Canvas members are more well overall, right, which is really exciting. Yeah.
So what do you mean by, let's step back a little bit. What do you mean by well? Because that's kind of a broad term, obviously. But so what specifically do you guys mean? Is it financial? Is it health-wise, physical health-wise, mental? Mm-hmm. Or is it all kind of one thing?
Yeah, so there are three dimensions that we looked at in the study. So financial, as you might imagine, the social connection to well-being, and then also the health. So the things that you would typically think about in terms of well-being. And so all of those things together, and we were able to look at different dimensions, those three different dimensions, and see how our members fared, how Coloradans fared. And then what we hope to be able to do long-term is to dive into all three of those dimensions and support those even more fully. Mm-hmm. You know, you would naturally think about us being able to support our members on the financial side, and Canvas does all kinds of things to do that. And we think if we can also support those other areas of well-being, that we can really be an even more impactful financial institution.
No doubt. So what did you guys specifically ask, or what did you do to get this information to determine, you know, how well Canvas members are doing in correlation to just Coloradans out there messing around on the roads?
Yeah, that's right. So we looked at those three different dimensions. So asking things when you think about your social well-being, that's things like the support systems that you have. So if you're having struggles in your life, do you have somebody to go to? Okay. You know, how many times do you connect with people during even these challenging times? You know, it might not be that you're going out to dinner, but do you have somebody that you can call or get on video conference with? You know, even things like volunteerism, it's really interesting. And that's another really cool connection for credit unions is that, you know, we do so much to give back to our communities. Yeah. And what you see is that the more that human beings do that kind of give back, the higher their well-being is, or the higher that they see their well-being. We also ask good questions about, of course, their physical well-being. You know, are they getting exercise? Are they getting outside? You know, those kinds of things. And then, of course, on their financial well-being, you know, and one of the really interesting questions that we asked about is, you know, do people have savings for an emergency? You know, we've seen lots of research about that. And that's one of the really interesting things that we want to focus on out of this study is just helping more of our members to make sure that they are paying themselves first and that they have that emergency savings, because you can see the impact that it has when people have something to fall back on. Right, and, right. You know, of course, all of us are seeing that acutely in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, confidence wise, there's something that does, something that, just inside you, when you have that, cushion and when you have that mental and that physical wellness, it just makes such a huge difference. And I'm sure you guys found that out in this. And speaking of that, what were some of the takeaways? What did you guys learn? What were some of the lessons learned from this information?
Yeah. So one of the things that I found to be really fun as we were embarking on this and throughout is that you can kind of think about well-being as this teeter-totter, right? And so, when the teeter-totter is perfectly balanced, and you've seen kids do that when they're at the park, right? Yeah. That's what all of us want, right? And sort of the more resources that you have in terms of your physical well-being, your financial well-being, your social well-being, the better that teeter-totter is for those times when you've got impacts, right? And so we want to make sure that all three of those things are in sync. And so that's really what we're excited about is, one, first of all, that we found that our members are more well. It's also given us some indications about some of the places where we could have bigger impact, right? Thinking about, could we engage our members more fully in some of the community give back that we have. It might be that when we're out doing service, let's say that we're doing cleanup at a park, maybe we want to invite our members to be part of that. Yeah. Maybe even thinking about, can they have more voice into the places where we do those commitments and those donations. Could be around the physical well-being. We actually have engaged someone that started at Canvas internally that's our wellness champion here for our internal family members. The things that we're doing to help keep our family members well, maybe our members can be more engaged in. And then, of course, on the financial side, thinking about those strategies where we can continue to support that financial well-being, whether it's with education or those emergency savings funds, and then just following people through their journey. Each of us is in a different place on that journey to well-being, specifically financial, but all of those different elements. How can we walk people through those different places? So, really excited that we've got a benchmark now, and that's going to help us build strategies to help grow that into the future.
Yeah. Do you think this could be like a benchmark for other credit unions too, to kind of use as a template or something to work from? Because I think this would be a great study for many other credit unions and obviously in other parts of the country too. Is that kind of something maybe you had in the back of your mind as well?
Yeah. We're really excited about being a leader in the communities that we serve, and the credit union community as being one of those areas that we serve. And so we would love to see other credit unions participating in this way. You've heard me say so many times that we as credit unions need to do a better job of telling our story. And as we've built our brand at Canvas, we see this research as being another extension of the brand work that we're doing. It really answers a what's in it for me question for a non-member, right? When you think about a brand of a credit union or any financial institution, really, you've got to meet people in those moments where they're making financial decisions. It's not like buying a pack of gum, right? You don't just spend $1.50. So, imagine if you're a member of Canvas and you now are aware of the fact that members of Canvas are more well. It's a reason to tell a friend. It's a reason for non-members to say, oh gosh, that's that place where people are actually more well. I want to be part of that. So we're really excited about the potential, and we would love other credit unions to be part of it too.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, I can totally see a lot of people jumping on board for sure. And so now, based on this information, what strategies are you guys developing from this effort that you can move forward to in 2021? What can you guys do with it?
Sure. One of the really simple things, and I know credit union leaders are going to hear me say this and say, oh, Tansley, we've been doing that since the 30s. It's super interesting. A couple of startups I've seen recently are doing this easy thing of saying, pay yourself first, start that special savings account. We've got this easy way for you to save, and here's an app for that. We've had special savings accounts since the 30s, right? Mm-hmm. But that's such an important way for people to have that emergency savings. So telling that story, making that really easy, helping people see the connection to well-being of paying yourself first and having that cushion. So that's one of the really easy things that we want to do. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we're doing right now is telling the story, right? We're really excited to tell our members about this. Yeah. We have a group that we call our Canfluencers, and they are members of the credit union that help to support our efforts and let us listen to what matters. And just asking them about this, it was part of the study, a bit of a focus group. And it was so fun because when we first talked to them, many of them said, well, what do you mean wellness? That doesn't have anything to do with a credit union. And then we started talking the way you and I are. They were like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. And so really sharing that story and inviting our members to be part of how we build these strategies. So it's a big part of what we're building for 2021 and excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, because I was wondering, what would be your messaging to get out there to, hey, we're well here. We're well here. You know, that kind of stuff. Like, gosh, how can they tell the average consumer out there, you know, the difference between, you know, your credit union and some, and just, and people, other people out there. So I would,
And one of the things that we're talking about is even thinking about it, the way that you might a credit score, you know, you remember, there was a time when that was very mysterious and we didn't really know what that meant. And now, you know, there are lots of solutions that help you benchmark that. Mm-hmm. We're thinking about, you know, is there a measure of well-being across those three dimensions that could help people, just like a dial maybe, to understand, okay, well, this is how people that are really well are doing, and these are the things, the behaviors they do to get there. Mm-hmm. This is how Canvas plays into that, and this is where I stand today. So really thinking about ways that we can bring that really vibrantly to life.
Mm-hmm. And then kind of maybe incentivize it as well somehow to get people to actually move, take action. So
That's right. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Is there anything else here, Tansley? Is there a way that people can get access to this information, or other credit unions maybe? Because I know a lot of this is probably your information, but but is there any way that credit unions can kind of get like, hey, you know, let's see how we can check this out as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I always invite people to contact me. Okay. You know, my email, my Twitter, you can find me anywhere. Of course, the Feline folks are amazing and they helped us with this research and they did a wonderful job of helping us do this effort. And I know that they'd be thrilled to help other credit unions. Okay. So yeah, anytime. We're thrilled to tell the story.
All right. Well, I'll give you guys as a source and Feline is a resource. And so, we'll get it out there. Yeah. I think this is fabulous stuff. So good stuff. Anything else to add, Tansley, before we wrap up?
I don't think so. Just invite everyone to invest in their own well-being. And this is such a great way for credit unions to tell their story. So let's do that together.
Agreed. Yeah. Something else to set us apart for sure.
That's great.
All right. Good stuff, Tansley. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks, look forward to the next one. Well done.
Awesome. Very good.